各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
现在我们下午的时间有时候会查考雅各书。
And recently we have Bible studies on the book of Jacob, James.
所以今天下午想要来介绍雅各书的祷告。
So today I'd like to introduce the prayer in the book of James.
雅各是早期教会三大柱石之一。
James was one of the main pillars in the early church.
圣经上除了称他是长老之外，也称他为使徒。
And not only was he an elder, he was also an apostle.
使徒就是亲自被主耶稣基督呼召的，可以
见证主耶稣的。An apostle is someone who is called by the Lord, who has seen the Lord.
跟耶稣在一起最长的使徒应该就是雅各。
And the person who was with the Lord the longest would be was most likely James.
因为其他的使徒都跟随耶稣三年左右。
Because other disciples followed Jesus for the 3 years at least.
那耶稣的弟弟雅各啊，跟耶稣在一起应该有33年。
But James, the younger brother of our Lord Jesus Christ.Was with the Lord for 30, probably a little less than 33 years.
他的信仰对耶稣的认识是从哥哥到天上的神。
And his understanding of the Lord is from an older brother to the Lord who ascended into heaven.
他祷告也要奉耶稣圣名。
And when he prays, he also prays in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想他从耶稣身上本身看到很多，也学到很多。
I'm sure he has learned much from Lord Jesus himself.
所以他很注重祷告。
So he also emphasizes the importance of prayer.
圣经上没有啊，但是传说雅各的膝盖啊，那个皮像骆驼皮一样。
And even though the Bible doesn't say, but traditionally it is thought that James's knees are like that of camel's hide.
就是他跪很多啊，跪到这个。膝盖的皮啊，变得很厚。
And it's because he kneeled so much, he had thick calluses on his knees.
所以当他论祷告啊，应该是很多值得我们去学习的地方。
So when he prays, there are many things we can learn.
那雅各书的祷告主要在谈到祷告的动机跟祷告的方法。
And the prayer in the book of James, emphasizes the motivation and the method of prayer.
祷告如果缺乏动机啊，是被要求的话，
if a prayer is forced without it offered freely,
你会知道祷告变成一件非常苦的差事。
We'll find that prayer is a very bitter activity.
所以我们当孩子的时候，
so that is why when we are young,
很多小朋友遇到祷告会，大家都去洗手间洗手洗很久。
Everyone, when it's time to pray, the younger kids would go out to the bathroom.To wash their hands, and they made sure they took a long time.
因为祷告如果没有动机啊，实在是一件相当苦的事情，好像被罚跪啊。
Because without the correct motivation, prayer is very bitter. It is like a punishment to kneel.
那雅各就提到说呢，什么样的人啊应该祷告呢
？And the book of James it talks about what type of people should pray.
今天我们。要有祷告的动机，雅各提这样几个动机。
And look at James tells us the correct motivation we should have.
我们看一下雅各书的一章第五节。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 5.
请 James 来读。雅各书一章第五节。
James chapter 1 verse 5. Brother James.
雅各书第一章第五节，你们中间若有缺乏智慧的，应当求那。
这边祷告的动机啊，就是要求主耶稣、求神给我们智慧。
Here, one of the purposes of prayer is to ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
您觉得您缺乏智慧吗？
Do we think that we are lacking wisdom today?
您觉得您足够的智慧来处理你公司学校的事情吗？
Do we feel that we have enough wisdom to take care of the matters at work or at school?
或者是家里的事情吗？
Or the matters at home?
或者是教会的事情吗？
Or the matters in church?
当我们觉得自己不够不足智慧不足的时候，
when any of us are feeling that we are lacking wisdom,
我们可以跪下来跟主耶稣求。
We can kneel down and ask the Lord.
所罗门王因为要治理一个很大的国家。
And because King Solomon was to establish a great kingdom.
所以他不晓得怎么办。
He did not know how to lead.
所以他就跟神求因为神跟他显现，说问他要求什么。
And that's why he asked the Lord, and the Lord appeared to him, or God appeared to him, and asked him what he wanted.
他求要治理通国的智慧
He asked for wisdom so that he may lead the people.
神听得很高兴，因为他没有求财富荣耀。
Lord was very happy because he did not pray for honor or glory, riches or glory.
所以神就把其他的也加给他了。
So the Lord added upon to him all the other things as well.
因为是神加给他的智慧。
And because God added upon his wisdom.
所以所罗门王可以说是天文学家。
King Solomon could be considered as an astronomist.
因为他论天上的星星啊。
Because he named the stars in the sky.
他可以说是植物学家。
He can be considered as a zoologist.
因为他论这个牛膝墙上的牛膝草。
Because he can name all the animals in the world.
他可以说是一位诗人。
He can be considered as a poet.
因为他写了很多的诗歌。
Because he has written many psalms and poems.
他可以说一个伟大的政治家。
He can be, he can be considered as a great politician.
因为斯巴尼王来听他的论证都是听得流口水
Because when Queen Sheba visited King Solomon, she was mesmerized by his wisdom.
这个不在圣经里面，你也可以不用相信，没关系。
And
听说所罗门王还会讲鸟的言语。
And it even says, perhaps this may not be in the Bible, but perhaps King Solomon can even speak the languages of birds.
我们中国人好像也有一个人 会讲鸟的话，对不对？
And in Chinese
听鸟的话。
In Chinese culture, there perhaps is someone that can also listen to the bird, to understand the birds chirping.
有没有人记得那个故事？蓝山有一个，有没有？
Does anyone remember the folk tale?
中国人有一个人 会听鸟声。
But there's a folk tale that someone in China can listen to the bird, can understand the birds chirping.
当然这个都是传说，我们不知道。
But this is a folk tale nonetheless.
那无论如何呢，就是我知道所罗门王很有智慧就对了。
But we know that King Solomon was filled with wisdom.
我们在想这个主耶稣创造天神创造天地第一件就是要有光。
And we know that the among the creation, the first thing created was on the thing created on the first day was light.
真的呢，没有光，你要怎么开始工作呢？
And truly, without light, how can we work?
所以真的我们要常常求主耶稣主我要能看见。
So that's why we ask the Lord to allow us to see.
我要到底怎么样来进行这个工作呢？
How we are to proceed in doing our work.
这个是我们的祈求了。
And this is our request.
小弟这次回圣何西教会参加他们的献堂典礼。
And this time I went to San Jose to attend their church dedication.
那湾区四个教会的弟兄姐妹都到圣何西了。
And all of the four churches, everyone attended this dedication.
那个教会大概可以坐200多个人，所以大概也坐满了了。
The four churches in the San Francisco area.And because of everyone attend, the chapel, which would seat about 200 people, was filled.
我回去的感觉就是有点像回家。
And when I went back, it was like returning to home.
因为跟那边在那边 跟大家六年就是一个很深的感情。
And because I was a resident pastor there for six years.
有一个很深的感
情。I had a very deep relationship with many of the members.
所以看到弟兄姐妹就觉得满心喜乐。
So when I saw all the brothers and sisters, I was filled with joy.
所以我可以想象胡传道回来这里很乐意跟大家见面那种心情。
So I can understand Pastor Hu when he comes here, he would also have the same kind of feeling.
因为六年来胡传道在这边浇灌在这边用心血帮助教会一定有很多的思念。
Because all the time that Pastor Hu spent here those 6 years, all the sweat and effort he used to help the churches.
那小弟就谈在这两年呢，在这个南加州啊，总是有一种不太有智慧，不晓得怎么帮助教会的感觉。
But for myself, these past 2 years I'm here, I feel that I'm lacking wisdom. I do not know how to help the churches here.
那个卡诺加不伯恩教会真的人很多、啊，有时候中午吃饭那个名字叫不出来。
And truly at Bowen Park there are so many people. At lunch it's hard for me to remember everyone's name.
人这么多，一个礼拜见一次面，所以很难培养出那种很深的属灵情谊、啊。
And truly, because of so many people and I only see them once a week, it's very hard for me to develop a relationship with them.
那所以。在我们坎诺加教也是一样。
And at Canoga Park, it is the same.
虽然我们人数没有那么多，大家也像一家人一样。
And even though, and because we do not have as many people, we are like one family.
那什么方法可以让弟兄姐妹的信心更坚强呢？
But what way can we use to strengthen everyone's faith?
让大家真的可以得到更丰盛的生命呢？
So that we can lead a more fulfilling, complete life.
这个是弟兄姐妹的应该就是我们工人的一个要求神给我们的智慧。
And this is the wisdom that we should ask for from God.
我们弟兄姐妹给神给智慧，也建议很多让职务会来执行，这是好的。
And God has given the leaders some wisdom.This is good.
不是给弟兄姐妹很多智慧，他们建议很多事情给教会。
God has given much wisdom to the members that they have many good suggestions.
这都是很好的。
And this is good.
因为教会的发展是要从神来的方法。
Because the growth of the church has to come from God's way.
最主要是神在我们当中这个做工大家有很丰盛的生命力我们就可以。应付任何的挑战跟困难呢、
And especially if we are to work together and be filled with life, then we can overcome any obstacles or difficulties.
所以最重要就是我要能看见呢。
But the most important is that we have to see.
我们要求主耶稣给我们智慧啊。
And we have to have wisdom.
当然，这个我刚刚提到，这是治理教会的智慧。
And of course, this is the wisdom dealing with church growth.
我们个人也可以这样求了。
But we can also individually seek for wisdom as well.
当然，这是比较粗浅的一个 level 比较粗浅的。
But this is a more shallow level.
我小时候念书的时候，七岁的时候，我记得很清楚，七岁的时候。
I remember when I was seven.
八岁，七岁，八岁。
Or seven or eight.
我妈妈就跟我讲这个经文了。
My mother told me this verse.
说你去念书哈，如果你听不懂，你要祷告嘿。
And she told me if you're going to school and you do not understand, you must pray.
我就是把这个记起来了哈。
And this is what I remember.
真的有时候我们缺乏智慧，你有时候觉得很丢脸，问神求这个好吗？求智慧这个好吗？不好意思这个求这个好吗？
And sometimes we feel that it is embarrassing to ask God for wisdom.Or we question whether it is good to ask for wisdom.
但这边提到说，缺乏的要求那厚赐与众人，神不会斥责人呐。说不斥责人的神呢，主就要赐给他。
And here it says that in this verse that when we ask, God will not reject people.
所以这个是我们的一个动机。
And this is one of the motivations we can have.
我们为什么要祷告呢
？And why should we pray?
我们看。雅各书的第五章十三节。
Let's turn to James chapter 5 verse 13.
雅各书五章十三节。
James chapter 5 verse 13.
Amy, 请你念。
Sister Amy.
雅各书五章十三节，你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
我们有喜乐，当然要唱诗
And if we are joyful, we should sing hymns.
那受苦的呢，他就该祷告
But those who are suffering, they should pray.
我们看耶伯记的一章二十节、二十一节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
耶伯记一章二十节、二十一节。
Job chapter 1, verses 20 to 21.
一章二十、二十一节。
Job chapter 1, verses 20 and 21.
Crystal, 请你念好吗？
Sister Crystal.
这是耶伯在受苦当中一个反应
And this is one of the reaction of Job when he was suffering.
这边特别提到说他伏在地上下拜。
And here it says that he fell on the ground and worshiped.
我们每一个人都有一件，人家说家家有一本难念的经啊，就是每一个人多多少少有一个精神上或者是肉体上的困难啊。
And everyone has has some sort of difficulty or obstacle in their life.
但是我们的困难如果比起约伯可能没有一个人跟他一样那么难。
But if we are to compare our difficulties with that of Job, perhaps none of us has suffered that much.
因为他孩子十个一天全部死掉。
Because his 10 children all died in one day.
财产一天全部没有。
And one day he lost all his possessions.
后来他自己上下都生病，都长疮。
And in the end, he was covered with boils and he was sick.
在极困难当中呢，他就匍匐在地祷告神啊。
So amongst all these trials or in suffering, he fell on the ground and worshipped.
这句话不简单。
And what he said next is not easy.
赏赐的是神，收起的也是神啊。
That the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
真的，如果你经历过，就会知道这句话不简单。
And if we go through suffering, we find that it's very difficult to say these words.
这是从祷告中的悟跟一个力量来的。
But this understanding comes from prayer and also the strength.
所以我们要学习一种叫做伏地祷告法。
So we should learn the art of falling on the ground and worshiping.
我们看民数记16:4.
So let's turn to Numbers.
我们看摩西遇到事情的第一个反应是什么？
We can see what was Moses' reaction once when he came across something.
民数记。
Numbers.
16:4.
Numbers chapter 16:4.
16:4.
Numbers chapter 16:4.
My Tom, would you please read?
Brother Tom.
Would you please read? 请你读22节。
And please also read verse 22.
我们看45节。
Please also look at verse 45.
45节。
Verse 45.
这个摩西亚伦一遇到什么事情他们就两膝跪在神的面前了。
And we can see that, Moses and Aaron, when they came across any difficulties, they fell on their faces.
有人误会他们要跪下来祷告神。
And 有人
误会他们有人挑战他们他们就跪下来祷告神。
And when people were attacking them, they kneeled down, fell on their faces and prayed.
神要发怒了，马上跪下来替百姓祷告。
In the same way, when the Lord was angry with the people, they kneeled down, fell on their faces and prayed.
所以一有事情的第一件事情就是。
So when they came across anything, they would kneel down, fall on their faces, and pray. And this is something that we should learn, even though we may not fall on our faces, but we can at least say a silent prayer.
我们说在痛苦当中祷告至少带来两个效率。
And there's a saying that when we pray and amongst trials, there are two outcomes.
第一个就是至少让我们的心沉静下来。
And the first is so that the first outcome is so that we can calm our hearts.
那个心大到可以胜过那个困难的大的程度。
So that our hearts, the calmness in our hearts is greater than the agitation of our difficulties.
第二个就是神会赐给我们意外的平安。
And the second outcome is that God will give us peace.
所以我们要学习在受苦当中懂得祷告。
So we need to learn how to pray amongst difficulties.
我上次不晓得有没有这边谈到过有一个医生做一个报道，这是做参考了。
And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but about a doctor who did a study.
他提到说这个把一些人分组有祷告的有在为病人祷告的一组，然后有人有些病人没有为人为他祷告的一组这样子。
And there are two groups. One group was people who were ill and they knew how to pray. Another group was a group of people who are ill, but no one prayed for them.
啊，那个就会知道他们啊做出来的那个结果，就是有在有人帮忙祷告的那个受苦当中有人帮忙祷告的呢，啊，那个有比较好的结果啊。
And the conclusion was that the group with the people praying for them and who knew how to pray, their outcome was better.
啊，这个是别人的研究，做我们的参考啊。
And this is a study that someone did, and is for our
reference. 我在圣何西遇到一位朋友。
And I met a friend in San Jose.
我们看到神在带朋友有时候很特别。
And I see that when God brings our friends, sometimes it's very special.
因为神常常用恩典啊，先来吸引人啊。
Because He'll use grace to first attract the people.
啊，因为新移民来到美国啊，常常很多很辛苦的事情啊，辛苦啊，很痛苦。新移民 newly immigrant 啊。
And if a new immigrant came to the United States, sometimes their lives are very difficult.
啊，所以他刚搬到一个地方呢，哎，什么家具都没有啊。
So when they moved to a place, they did not have any furniture.
啊，他心里就跟神祷告啊。
And so they prayed to God.
神啊，什么都没有呢。
That they do not have anything.
啊，受苦就祷告喽。
And so I am suffering. That's why I'm praying.
啊，所以隔天一起床啊，这个街道上有人把沙发扔掉啊。
So next day he woke up, he saw that someone threw away a sofa and left it on the curb.
我说哇，我祷告有用哎，因为他是慕道朋友啊。
And he says that my prayers are effective, and he was not a member yet.
啊，所以神用这样来吸引他。然后我们在圣何西教会嘛，他要跟我讲一个事情。他说，昨天哦，我发觉到我来圣经哦，我来教会我都没有圣经啊。
And he also said that he also told me that yesterday I came to church without a Bible.
哎，然后我就跟神祷告主啊，如果有本圣经不晓得多好啊。
And I prayed to God that. God, if I had a Bible, it would be great.
结果一隔天呢，一个姐妹就没有不晓得怎么回事，就送给他一本圣经。
So the next day, a sister, and she did not know any of this, she gave him a Bible.
所以有时候我们觉得，有时候神呢，就是在带领人的上面有一些很奇妙的作为。
So we see that when God leads people, sometimes He works in He works or wonders.
这也提醒我们呢，在痛苦当中呢，在受苦当中要祷告。
And that reminds us that when we are in our suffering, we need to pray.
我们再看。什么样的人要祷告呢？
Let's continue to see what type of person needs to pray.
雅各书五章的十四节。
James chapter 5 verse 14.
雅各书五章十四节。
James chapter 5 verse 14.
Jeremy, 请你念。
Brother Jeremy.
有病的啦，我们要懂得祷告。
And here, for those who are sick, we should pray for them.
那个, he shall pray.
He shall pray.
Yeah. 有病的要祷告哈。西西家王啊，他得了必死的病。
King Hezekiah had a sickness that was leading to death.
啊，这个以赛亚就来跟他讲，你这个病。要会死啊。
And the prophet Isaiah came to him saying that you will not recover from your sickness.
他马上这个脸向墙壁。
So he immediately faced himself toward the wall.
跟神祷告说，神啊，求你也想一想，我以前做的还不错啦。
And he prayed to God, God, please remember my deeds of the past.
跟神祈求啊。
And he asked God.
那结果这个以赛亚还没有出那个中院呢，院子还没有出去呢，神的话就临到以赛亚了。
And before Isaiah was able to leave the premises,God's spirit came upon him.
回去跟他讲啊，给他再活十五年呢。
And God told him that, tell King Hezekiah he will live for 15 more years.
真的有时候神要怜悯会很快哦。
And sometimes if God were to have mercy, it comes very quickly.
所以我们如果生病啊，不要只依靠医生了。
So when we are sick, let us not just rely on doctors.
因为医生本身也要祷告的。
Because even doctors need to pray.
所以今天我们要懂得在生病的时候祷告。
So if we are also sick, let's remember to pray.
我们看历代志下十六章十二节，可能读过哈。
Let's turn to
历代志下十六章十二节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16.
历代志下十六章十二节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 12.
十六章十二节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 12.
我想应该读过哈。
I'm sure we read it before.
Nina. Second Chronicle, chapter 17. 12. Yeah. Verse 12. Yeah, take your time. Oh, 13.
So I saw verse 13, yes, it follows.
He died
in the 43rd year of his reign.
这个圣经特别提到亚撒王生病，只求医生啊，没有求神啊。
So these verses, they tell us that King Asa, when he was diseased, he only sought the help from physicians, but not the Lord.
这个有人如果有长期的病哦，不简单。
And if someone has a long-term illness, it is very difficult.
这个哦，呀，我们要彼此勉励了，就是啊，大家还是继续的有信心要帮人祷告这样子。
And we, the only thing we can do is to encourage one another and to continue to praying, continue to pray for one another.
只要神愿意啊，我们相信会很简单的哈。
And as long as God is willing, all things are very easy for God.
所以雅各提到有病的要让教会知道。
And that's why, Elder James tells us that if there is someone who's sick, they should contact the church.
那长老可以抹油帮你祷告。
And the elders of the church can anoint them and pray for them.
这样他病就必好。
So that they can get better.
什么样的人需要祷告呢？
And what other type of person need to pray?
我们看雅各书一章十七节。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 17.
雅各书一章十七节。
James chapter 1 verse 17.
一章十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
Annie, 请你读。
Annie
Chen.
Oh, Sister Annie.
所以我们如果缺乏恩赐啊，我们要跟神求。
So if we are lacking gifts, we can also pray.
那个发展教会啊，需要很多的恩赐。
And for a church to grow, there needs to be many gifts.
哥林多前书十二章谈到有智慧的言语啊，有知识的言语啊。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the spirit,
the words of wisdom,
words of wisdom and knowledge.
有人特别有信心。
Some have gifts of faith.
有人啊，特别会行神迹奇事啊。
Some have gifts of miracles and wonders.
所以我们要祈求这样各样的恩赐来帮助教会。
So we have to also ask for these gifts to help the church.
我们南加州教会哈，我蛮佩服这个尔湾教会对于这个工人的栽培，我蛮佩服的。
And in Southern California.I admire the workers in Irvine Church.
我在看我们的这个小弟帮忙的两个教会啊，我们的教会啊常常需要南加州的其他教会来帮助我们呢。
And I look at the two churches that I am residing, and I see that many times we ask help from the other Southwest churches.
当然他们那边的人比较多啊。
And of course, the people there are.They have more people.
但是我在想，主要也是要鼓励同龄要来追求属灵的恩赐。
But it's also a reminder that we should encourage one another to seek for spiritual gifts.
我跟伯恩帕教会弟兄姐妹开玩笑。
And I was joking with the Baldwin Park brothers and sisters.
我说这个尔湾教会人家是七十个人开始的。
And I said that Irvine Church began with 70 people.
现在有一百多个人，大概将近两百人吧，不知道几个人。
And now there are maybe 100 or 200 people. I do not know.
他们很多这个讲道者都出口到各地去帮忙，我们都要进口讲道者来帮忙。
And they always send people out to lead services, but for us, we always we're always the ones that are welcoming them into our church.
Yeah, we import, they export.
Oh, we import and they export.
他们呢？他们训练讲道人员呢、啊？我觉得我是很用心的、啊。
And I believe that they put a lot of effort in training sermon speakers.
他们那个中午哦，大家都吃饭哦， 那个讲道人员好像没有观众，有时候一个两个、哦、他就在那边练习讲道，利用中午的时间，没有观众他也讲道。
And during lunchtime when everyone is eating, they would use that time to practice giving sermons. Even if there was no one listening, they would still give a sermon.
哎，我觉得因为他们用心呐、啊，祈求用心训练，所以他们出口很多。人才出来
and because they use a lot of effort and training and to seek for these gifts, there are many people God has given them many gifted people.
当然，教会啊的恩赐不只是讲道啊。
Now, of course, speaking is not the only gift in church.
但是呢，圣经上特别告诉我们要羡慕做先知讲道。
But the Bible also encourages us that we have to be eager and prophesying.
尤其在美国呢，我们很多弟兄姐妹都。就是说很有那个条件、啊、
And especially in the United States, there are many people who have the foundation.
啊，因为我们从小在宗教教育长大。
Because we are raised in the religious education system.
主耶稣有给我们很好的训练的背景。
And Lord Jesus has also given us a very good background.
我以前听到一句话，我现在还记得，因为我觉得这句话很对啊。
And I remember there's something I heard when I was a while back, and I remember this is a very accurate saying.
他说你一年做十件事情哦，可能都没有办法做得很好啊。十件事情没有办法做得很好。
And the saying is that if we are to do 10 things in 1 year, perhaps we will not do those 10 things very well.
但是十年做一件事情哦，一定可以把它做好了。
But if we use 10 years to do one thing, then for sure we will be very good at doing that one thing.
我在想，如果我们的弟兄姐妹啊，哦，大家可以追求讲道的恩赐。
And I think that if the brothers and sisters can seek for the gift of speaking,
那是在牧养上面最直接的造就，最对弟兄姐妹最直接的造就。
It is the most direct source of edification toward each other.
啊，尤其我们这个教会真的人才很多。
And especially this church, there are many who are gifted.
当然，小弟也有点觉得说，我们不要出口太多，因为我们人数不多。
And of course, I hope that we do not export too much because we do not have as many people.
但是我们是有人的。
But we do have people.
但我刚刚提到说，恩赐不只是讲道。
But I also mentioned that the gifts are not speaking is not the only gift.
如果你想想看，我们这个教会，如果有人呢、啊，有那个医病的恩赐啊，或是有人有信心的恩赐啊，你想教会要得到多大的造就呢
？In the same way, if someone in our church has the gift of healing or the gift of faith.And how much great of a benefit this can be for everyone.
所以我们要常常啊祈求主耶稣赐给我们恩赐，为了要造就神的教会。
So we also have to pray for Lord Jesus to give us these gifts to edify and help one another.
因为恩赐是圣灵随自己的意思赏赐给我们的。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us gifts according to its will.
这个就是祷告的动机啊。
And this is the motivation of prayer.
那我们看这个雅各书论祷告的方法。
So let's now study the method of prayer in the book of James.
我们看雅各书一章的第六节。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 6.
雅各书一章第六节。
James chapter 1 verse 6.
我们请这个小破好不好？一章第六节。
Paulo, Brother Paulo. Please also read chapter 5.
提到要凭着信心求，刚刚读的是要凭着信心求了。
And we just read that when we ask, we have to ask in faith.
Paul, 请你读五章十五节。
Please also read chapter 5, verse 15.
And
James talks about when we pray, twice he mentions faith.
所以这个这样看来，得到神恩惠没有什么其他的秘诀哦。
So to receive the grace from God, there is no other secret.
啊，真的是要不要疑惑，因为疑惑像海里的波浪一样。
We should not waver because otherwise it will be like a wave in the sea.
所以你看耶稣对那个得到恩惠的人都是讲这样一句话，你的信救了你。
So those who have received grace from Lord Jesus always replied, your faith has saved you.
突然之间耶稣说，有人摸我。
And all of us, there was one time someone said, Lord Jesus said, someone has touched me.
啊, 有能力从我身上出去,
because there is power that has gone out.
所以当一个人有信心摸耶稣的身体的时候,
so when someone has the faith to touch the part of Lord Jesus,
啊, 我们相信啊, 啊, 他会得到恩惠的,
we also believe that person will receive grace.
同样在祷告, 有的人信心真的很强耶,
and some, in the same way, when we pray, it is important to have faith.
你看那个以利亚在祷告, 他祷告求雨啊,
in the same way, if we look at Elijah when he was praying for rain,
那个海里就飘了一片, 这个手掌大的云啊,
in the ocean, he can see some clouds the size of a palm,
很多人想看到手掌大的云就觉得我这个能够做什么呢手掌大的云可以做什么呢?
And if we were to if there was a famine and we were to see a cloud the size of our hand, we might wonder what good is it?
在南加州有时候昏天暗地都还不下雨,
and in the Southern California, it can be a
very cloudy, still no rain.
Very cloudy and still no rain.
那手掌大怎么可能会有雨呢?
So if a cloud the size of a hand, how can that produce rain?
但是他有信心啊,
but he has faith. So after 3 years without rain, that day there was rain.
所以耶稣教我们祷告啊,
so when Lord Jesus asks us to pray,
不是啦,就是有个故事啊,谈到那个大官说,我信不足啊,帮助我的不信。
Or there's a story where an official said that I do not have enough faith. Help me increase my faith.
所以我们真的跪下来的时候，要先相信有。你相信没有，就按照你的相信给你成全哦。
And so when we kneel down, we have to first believe that what we ask can be done. Because if we have doubt, then we will also if we do not believe, it will not be done.
我们要相信耶稣一定听到了啦。We
have to believe that Lord Jesus definitely will hear us.
耶稣有他的时间。
And He has His time.
有时候要给我们一点点考验哦。
And sometimes He just wants to test us.
所以深信啊，跟那个跪下来不信那个差很多啊。
So to have a firm faith and to have doubts is very different.
那是天跟地的差别。
As different as heaven and earth.
那是恩惠跟没有恩惠的差别。
As different as receiving grace and not receiving grace.
这是我们得到恩惠的秘诀了。
And I believe this is a secret for us to receive grace.
我们要怎么祷告呢?
To be able to receive grace. And how else should we pray?
雅各书5章17节。
Let's turn to James chapter 5 verse 17.
5章17节, 来,
chapter 5 verse 17.
中破,
Paul.
左边的坡。那五章十七节。18节。Here
it says that we have to be fervent.
我觉得祷告有时候，比如说长时间的祷告，哈，当然我们声音不一定很大了，哈。
I believe that if we pray for a long time, even though we are not praying loudly,
但是啊，那个心啊，决定我们祷告的功效，恳切的心呢。
But I believe that we will have a fervent heart.
有时候我们常常跟小朋友一起祷告嘛。
And sometimes we are praying with our little kids.
真的有时候看他们祷告很好玩呢。
It is very amusing to watch them pray.
有的人真的可以在祷告里面打瞌睡，很厉害。
And there are truly people who can yawn while they're praying.
不是yawn而已,
or fall asleep while they're praying.
这个是够厉害。
And I feel that this is.
那有的你看到他真的不是。 他不晓得为什么要祷告，所以他就是心不在焉在祷告啊，没有很恳切啊。
And there are also some little children who do not know why they're praying, so we can see that how disinterested they are.
所以当一个人在求一件事情的时候，那个恳切英文怎么讲 ？Earnestly 是不是 ？Fervent 啊。Fervent. 那个恳切的态度哦，你会让他像你的孩子啊，跟你有时候要个东西啊，他要不到他就是。 很拗这样，就是一定要要到到，那个就是恳切了。
And we can see fervency, being fervent as a little child when they want something from us, they will continue and continue and continue to ask us until they receive it, and this is the type of fervency.
所以你看雅各跟神在摔跤的时候
，So when Jacob was wrestling with God,
最后神要走了，他把他的神的腿抱住啊，你不祝福我，我就不让你走啊。
He when God was about to leave. Jacob grasped onto the feet of God and refused to let go until God blessed him.
这个就是恳切啊。
And this is what it means to be fervent.
真的有时候我们在神面前有时候不要太顾面子。
And sometimes before God we should not
save our face, 是不是？
We should not be too proud.
呀，不要，呀，哦，就是像孩子哦，这个就是。 我要就是哭到求主怜悯的那个地步啊。
But like a child, we should continue to ask and cry until we can receive.
那个心中没有一个火啊，想要没有那个火啊，有时候蛮难的哦。
And if we do not have this fire that is burning in us, that continues to burn for God, then it's very difficult.
我们看雅各书五章十六节，怎么样祷告呢？
And let's also look at James chapter 5 verse 16. How else we should pray? How else should we pray?
Paul.
And now, brother Paul.
16. Yeah, please read because I'm reading this. Oh, you can read it over there too, no problem.
James 5:16.
Yeah, thank you.
And truly, the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So, no matter for a sinner, even though they are fervent, it is of no use. And if there's a wall that is blocking us from God, no matter how hard we strike it, we cannot break through. Why was Abel's offering accepted by God? And why was Abel a shepherd? He did not eat the meat. Because at that time, still no, they did not eat meat yet.
当然那个羊可以皮啊，可以当做衣服啊。
Of course, they used the skin of the for clothing.
另外一个就是他那个 羊是用来做献祭的。
But another purpose of the sheep is to be offered to God.
所以他的献祭就是一种悔改，就是他养羊就是为了要悔改祷告的，就是要跟神悔改祷告的。
So he raised sheep so that he can repent and offer the sheep to God.
所以他的祷告就蒙悦了，他的献祭就蒙悦了。
And that's why his offering was acceptable in the eyes of God.
所以圣经上一直强调说神不接纳恶人的献祭啊。
And that's why the Bible tells us that God does not accept the offering of the wicked.
最主要就是我们日常生活当中呢，真的有罪在神面前要认罪悔改。
And that's why if we do have sin amongst us, we have to acknowledge our sins and repent.
我真的很羡慕啊，很羡慕一个姐妹哈。
And I admire a sister.
她已经80多岁了。She's
already 80-some years old.
我到那个教会去牧会的时候，好多人呐，都特别。 打电话给他，请他帮忙代祷。And when
I visited him, when I was in that church, everyone called her to ask her to pray for them.
这个姐妹她是一个全时间工人的太太，full-time worker.
And she is the wife of a full-time worker.
但是她先生啊，大概40多岁就过世了，所以她40多岁就守寡了。So, but
her husband passed away when she was about 40. So ever since the age of 40, she was a widow. And she spent a few decades to watch over the church. And she lived a life loving God and loving man. Perhaps I've already shared her story with everyone. And my deepest impression was when I was with her and we went to visit another widow. And the widow was she was shedding tears.
出来的时候我就问她说，你为什么在人家面前哭呢？真是不有点不好意思呢。
And afterwards I asked her, why were you shedding tears before the person? It seemed kind of embarrassing.
她跟我讲，你怎么不告诉我要来看这位寡妇呢？
And she told me, how come you didn't tell me that we were going to visit this widow?
她有两个孩子读高中啊。
And she has two kids in college right now.
我怎么可以空手来这个家庭呢？
How can I come to this household empty-handed?
真的，下次我再带她去一次。
And truly, I brought her again next time.
她就买米啦，买泡面啦。
She bought some rice and some instant noodles.
就是带到这个家庭里面来。
To give to this person, to this widow.
不只是对这个家庭这样子。
But she did not just treat this this household that way.
她现在年纪大又中风了，这位老姐妹。
But now that she has advanced in age, she had a stroke.
很多人去看她。
And many people went to see her.
问她说，你看这件衣服是谁买的？
And they went to visit her and they pointed out who was it that gave me these clothes?
这个姐妹常常在帮助别人呢。
And truly, the sister often helped others.
所以我说，怪不得她祷告那么有力量，很多人都要她帮忙祷告。
And perhaps that's why her prayers were so effective, and so many people asked her to pray.
一辈子嫁给服侍神全职的人，又一辈子倾心祷告，是啊，在教会里面看守教，又倾心祷告，后来又做很多善心的工作。
She spent half her life married to a full-time worker, another half watching over the church and praying for others.
所以啊，神的常常觉得她真的是神怀里的宝贝啊。
And truly, she is a precious jewel within the bosom of the Lord.
义人的祷告大有功效。
And how effective and powerful are the prayer of the righteous?
所以我们要常常求主耶稣让我们做更好的人呐。
So let's ask God to ask God to help us become better people.
那十六节又提到说，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
And verses 16 also tells us that we should confess our sins to one another and pray for one another.
所以再来就是祷告的一个方法，就是要彼此代祷。
So another method of prayer is for us to pray for one another.
我们跪下来要想想我们周围在座的弟兄姐妹了。
And when we kneel down, let us also remember the brothers and sisters who are kneeling with us.
小弟说每个人家里都有一个困难了。
I believe that I mentioned before that every family has at least one difficulty.
怎么可能没有困难呢？
How can a family not have a difficulty?
有的是心灵的。
Perhaps there are some who have spiritual difficulties, some who have difficulties in work, some have difficulties within their family.
住下要帮每个人祷告、啊、
But we have to kneel down and pray for every family.
那是最有功效的祷告方法之一、啊、
And this is one of the ways we can have an effective prayer.
为什么呢？
How so?
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
为人祷告的就是按照神的心意在祷告。
And when we pray for others, we are praying with love.
啊，这个祷告是大有功效，因为它是圣灵帮我们祷告，我们又帮别人，那是两种代祷的祷告。
And because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, and we are interceding for other people, there are two intercessions.
这是雅各啊，他对祷告的一个体验。
And this is the experience James has toward prayer.
我们要来祷告十五分钟。
So now we are going to pray for
15 minutes. 我们听了祷告的道理，那我们把这个事情在我们祷告里面。
And now that we have heard this encouragement of how to pray, let's remember this in our prayer.
人生的祝福啊，从跟神的接触来。
And the blessings of man come from our relationship with God.
那是心灵的祝福，不一定是物质的祝福啊。
And this blessing is not necessarily a physical blessing, but is a spiritual blessing.
我们要有信心啊。
Let us have faith.
我们要认罪。
Let us acknowledge our sins.
我们要恳切。
Let us be fervent.
我们要求智慧。
Let us seek for wisdom.
我们要求怎么样帮助教会。
Let us seek for how to better help the church.
求恩赐啊。
And seek for gifts.
求困难，所有的困难。
And pray for the many difficulties.
有生病的啦，有生病的，有苦难的啦。
Those who are sick, those who have who are going through trials.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down, pray together.
有特别需要的可以到前面来祷告。
For those who have special requests, please come forward.